Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I left town for a little, but before I went, I did catch up with Martin McDonagh's A Skull in Connemara at the Irish Classical Theatre Company. Boy, can Martin McDonagh spin a tale.
Well, my wife and I laughed at the content notes in the program. This production contains strong language, stylized violence, references to death, murder, disinterment and dismemberment, alcohol use, and dark humor. And we laughed and said, it's an Irish play.
It's an Irish play. The setup is that Mick is employed as a grave digger in the town of Connemara. The graveyard is overcrowded. So he digs up the oldest graves and kind of compresses them to make room for new graves. And okay, complication. This year, he needs to disinter his deceased wife. And in this little town, with all its gruesome secrets, it seems that everyone thinks that he, in fact, murdered her and the car crash was just to cover over the fact that he had killed her. Although we only meet four people of the town, including Mick, we get a good sense of the place. And no, I'm not giving away too much if I say that we never quite learn exactly what happened.
But it is full of busybodies with a lot of opinions, including Mary Johnny, played by Pamela Rose Mangus, who is just brimming over with theories and ideas and saying, well, I, of course, wouldn't spread the word, but others are saying. And then a new actor to me, a senior at Fredonia College, his name is Phineas Goodman, and he plays this young punk who the village priest has assigned to Mick to assist in the digging of the graves. Could this kid be any more annoying?
Well, he tries. He has no filter of any kind, which turns out to be important to the development of the plot. He gives away something that he's supposed to be keeping secret about himself. There's a lot of that in this play. And it is a very energetic performance of this, I think, eternally adolescent character. Brendan Didio as the police officer, who's actually the older brother of the helper, and they are the grandsons of Mary Rafferty, and they're all very, very concerned about Mick Dowd, who might and might not have played a role in the death of his wife 7 years ago. And Mick Dowd is played by Robert Creighton, who is a recent transplant to Buffalo. He is an actor from Broadway, where he appeared in lots of things, from Frozen to Mystery of Edwin Drood to Anything Goes. He did Comedy of Errors in Shakespeare in the Park, the first one, not ours. But I think we're lucky to have him. He's just charming as not too forthcoming Mick, who insists drunk driving he was, but that's all. And absolutely no one believes him, but there you go.
And Colin Branny's set is phenomenal. You wonder how, well, actually the actors themselves told me afterwards, they wondered, reading the play, how are we going to actually dig a grave? By gosh, they dig not one, but two graves in front of us.
Well, and also how in the round are you going to have specific locations changing as they do? And he succeeds. Working with lighting designer Derek Heckler, it is a palette of gray. Everything about this place is gray. Martin McDonagh leans into the cliches of Irish gloom and just heightens the comedy of them as he tells these horrific stories that you can't stop listening to. And of course, this play has echoes of Hamlet. How could you possibly have a comic scene in a graveyard with a character contemplating a skull without thinking of Hamlet? And like Hamlet, this is a play about someone who might or might not have committed a murder, and someone who might or might not have loved a woman in his life. And how this gets resolved or not is what happens in the play. A Skull in Connemara, and then echoes of other Irish drama, particularly John Millington Synge and his West Ireland rural characters who overshare and get themselves into all kinds of trouble.
And once again, as I mentioned last week, if you want to know more, go read Anthony's excellent review. It's on his blog, theatertalkbuffalo.com.
Oh, Anthony, that's me. Yes.
Yes.
I was aching to write about this one. It was just delightful fun. And welcome to Buffalo, Robert Creighton. I hope we see a lot more of him. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.